Patient's name is Alan Serino. First name A-L-L-A-N. Last name S-E-R-E-N-O. Date of birth is 9/23/1992. Date of service is 6/23/2022. History of present illness. This 29-year-old male presents to the clinic for blood work and also states that he struck his right elbow on a wall and then had fluid retention, swelling to that right elbow, and he wanted to see if we can remove some of the fluid due to increased pain and more tenderness, range of motion, allergies to penicillin, clindamycin, current medication, carvedilol, lisinopril, Tylenol, doxycycline, amlodipine, medical history, anemia, spina bifida, surgical history, bladder, abdomen, left foot, left arm, right foot, and AV graft, social history, denies drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 146 over 100, heart rate 76, respiratory 16, temp 98.4, O2 100, he weighs 131.8 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEE, and T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, sprawl neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion. Correction, he does have some mild JVD, but normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation, bilaterally abdomen is soft, non-tender. He does have bowel sounds times 4, but obvious ascites noted. Extremities, he's got normal range of motion. He does have some obvious edema noted to his right elbow with swelling noted approximately 3 centimeters in diameter. Narrowly, you know, times 4, gait study, skin's warm, dry, no rational lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, traumatic injury to the right elbow. Number 2, removal of fluid from the right elbow. Number 3, edema to right elbow. And number 4, end-stage renal disease. Number 5, ascites. We did pull up approximately 1 cc of 1% lidocaine to numb that right elbow. And then we were able to pull about 10 mils of serosanguinous fluid from the right elbow, which we will send off for synovial fluid to check for any uric acid. Patient's labs were drawn, and we will get those results, and we'll be able to send those labs to his other physicians that are currently treating him. Patient will take over-the-counter medications for his symptom relief. Otherwise, if he has any worsening of condition, he'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.